Moms Unbothered, the show where we ditch the toxins, trust our instincts, embrace a healthy lifestyle, and don't care who it bothers. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Kate.
Today will be the two of us discussing what we do to create a non-toxic home. From the free swaps to the more expensive, we'll give you all of our tips. Before we get into this, if you love conversations that challenge the status quo and help you level up your health, take 2 seconds to hit that like button. Subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, or leave a quick review if you're a podcast listener. It helps more moms like you find this podcast. And let's be real, the more of us out there, the less we have to explain why we don't let our kids eat McDonald's. Okay. Hi. Hello.
Welcome back.
Hello. How's it going? How's the house doing?
The house is doing well. All of the windows are in now, which is so fun to see. Oh. And the move-in date is still in December. So okay,
that's good.
That's fine. Yeah, nothing has moved out. Like, they haven't pushed it out further, which is nice. They will start putting our walls and stuff up and like our siding end of June. So we're excited that right now we're recording this June 3rd. So I feel like it's really becoming an actual house.
That's crazy. Are you doing like anything special with the windows?
As in?
Like, did the holistic Christine have you do anything?
Yeah, there were certain things to do to like make sure that when it rains and stuff, water is not leaking in. But then also she's like having us, we hired like a third party person that will come out and like test the windows and like do like leak tests just to make sure that there's no leaking, which is nice.
Smart. I would never think to do that.
Me either. I didn't think to do anything. That's why I hired Christine, so she could do the thinking.
We're planning to move here in the next few months, and Larry was like, should we have an inspector out just to like let us know what we're gonna need to fix? And I was like, I don't want to know while we're still living in this. Like, yeah, let's please wait.
Wait till you're out. Updates with your chickens?
Chickens are huge and outside. We do have one confirmed rooster, so he's gonna go back to where the farm he came from. I don't actually mind the thought of having a rooster. We do think there's maybe another one, but the one that's confirmed is already a little aggressive. And I just, with the toddler running around, I just like, I don't want eyeballs poked out. Just, it's not for me right now. If we had more space, definitely wouldn't be a problem, but just within our yard. So, which is also another update. My 10-month-old is officially walking, no more crawling, which is sad and exciting. So that's been fun.
Isn't it so fun when they, don't you feel like a proud mom that she's walking so early?
Oh, yeah.
That was Garrett, too. And I was just like, yep. That was all the breastfeeding and all the steak you're eating.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yes. That brings a great point. This has been really bothering me. And I'm like, I got to wait till the podcast to get this out. Someone was telling me how, because she's almost 11 months. And she has, like, no interest in food still, which is very within the realm of normal. I'm not the slightest bit worried about it. But some people in my life are a little worried about it. And I'm like, how could you look at my daughter who's been taking steps since 8 months, is now officially only walking at 10 months. And I'm not saying it's bad if yours isn't or wrong or whatever, but like, she's clearly doing all of these things. She's healthy. She's hasn't been sick. How can you look at her and tell me my breast milk isn't enough? Like, she needs more than that, you know? And how dare someone try to stress me out with that too? I'm only doing the best I can. I actually saw a mom on Reddit. It's called like a baby food Reddit. And it's just like mom sharing what they feed their babies. And she posted like, I'm having such bad anxiety. My 10-month-old will not eat, like just doesn't have any interest in food. And thank God all the comments were like, that's so normal. Like, your breast milk's plenty, which I don't think people even know. Breast milk like can sustain them until like, I think at least 2. Mm-hmm. Like, they really don't need anything else. And so I don't know where we've gone wrong into pressuring moms to forcing their babies to eat and like do all these things. My baby is fine with just my breast milk. And so is your baby if you're listening and your baby's not eating. Also, it's just why? Like, why? Their guts aren't ready. Like, why are we forcing them? If your baby's interested, that's great. Fine. They're ready. But mine's clearly not. So...
Also, the people in your life that are telling you that, they probably want you to give her like baby rice cereal and baby oatmeal. And if someone is pressuring you to give those things, just know that there's almost zero nutritional value in those. And I believe they're doing more harm than good because a baby cannot digest those yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, hot take, not really a hot take, but if you are going to start doing solids, the people that are listening to this, I would not be doing like fruit puree, like Don't do that. Just wait and do stuff like avocado and liver pate. Just real whole foods. I would not be doing like, you know, buying the Gerber strawberry banana puree. And like, you're just spiking their blood sugar and
wasting money.
Yes, a waste of money.
Yeah, I agree. We've only ever offered her like chicken, steak, bone broth, bone marrow. I whipped up bone marrow, liver pate. What else? Cod liver, like the fats from the steak. I'll cut off. She'll eat that sometimes. But and like, oh, goat milk kefir we've given her, but
sardines.
Yeah, she just truly doesn't care. Some days she's like, oh, butter. She does like butter. Some days she'll eat half a stick of butter. And some days she's like, I don't want any of that. And I'm just like, fine, you don't need it. I mean, we're not forcing you. And everybody's like, why don't you give her carbs? Like, she needs carbs. I'm like,
These people know? No offense. I am not taking any advice from any mainstream person. It's literally in one ear and out the other. I am sorry. I can't take you seriously.
Yeah, I'm just like, and why are you trying to make me feel bad? Why are moms trying to make other moms feel bad? That's the other thing. Like, we are all truly just doing our best.
Yeah.
And I know my breast milk is plenty, and it's very obvious by watching my sweet daughter. So
people used to say that I needed to supplement because Barrett was so skinny. And I'm just like, you know, some babies are just skinny. All right. Like, it's not like he's not falling off his own. Like, he has always been on the smaller end of the scale. Like, he's always been within like the 9 to 17th percentile. But it's like they can go on their own scale. You don't have to go against. Most babies are formula fed, and I feel like most of those babies have a easier time gaining weight. And it's just like, I feel like breastfed babies sometimes just don't gain as fast. So as long as your baby's thriving on its own scale, I wouldn't really worry, because my pediatrician used to always scare me like, oh, you should supplement with formula.
Well, that's the thing about those like scales too. It's like there's a small end and a high end. Someone's always has to be on the small end.
Yeah. Who cares? Somebody's like, got to do it.
Yeah. They're still thriving. It doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like those, the percentiles or whatever. It's just so stressful for no reason. Also, my daughter did get a little stomach bug from traveling last week, and she just had some diarrhea. And my mom's going like, you need to give her more water to stay hydrated. And I'm just like, what do you think my breast milk is for? That's what my breast milk does. It does all those things and more. So, yeah, it's just breast milk is just a magical liquid, and everyone's doing great. We're all doing our best.
Everyone's well, and everyone is going to be okay.
Yes. So let's get into it. Let's talk about what we do in our homes, what we like, how to save money, I guess, where we started. What was your first thing you swapped?
The first things I swapped were anything that had to do with Barrett. So like, this doesn't really apply to that, but I did switch over anything he was using daily, diapers, wipes, soaps, like those types of things.
Yeah.
But for my home, I just remember like when I would run out of, let's say, the Clorox cleaning disinfectant, then I started to use vinegar in a spray bottle. And like, that is dirt cheap. Nobody can tell me that you cannot afford to live a holistic, more holistic lifestyle, because one, I did this when I was super poor, but two, these swaps can be so inexpensive. And there's a scale. Like, buying a bottle of vinegar is going to last you forever as a cleaning product, and it's like $0. And then you can buy more expensive things like Branch Basics if your budget allows, but you don't have to get, you know, the super high end of everything. So I feel like I did cleaning supplies, and I stopped buying things like candles, Glade, you know, plugins and sprays like Febreze. I saw a picture recently of Barrett when he was a newborn, and there was a Febreze bottle in the background of like at our apartment. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that I used to use that stuff. I didn't become crunchy until Barrett was like 4 months, for those listening, or 3 months. But yeah, it's more so about stop buying things and then swapping them out for way easier and way more affordable things like vinegar. Or what did you use yesterday in your story as a disinfectant?
Yeah, I just use hydrogen peroxide, food grade. Like, not the brown bottle ones. There's like the actual food grade. I've noticed if you get it like in a store, like at a natural, like holistic health food store or whatever, it's kind of expensive. But online on Amazon, I got a gallon for like, I think $20, and it lasts me forever. I don't even dilute it. Which you could, if it's higher than 3%, I would dilute it. But these ones are like 3 or 5% or something. But yeah, that's super cheap. And like Febreze and all that, You could use like essential oils, I guess, which are more expensive. But if you just spray vodka like on your rug or whatever, that is like a deodorizer. And vodka is very cheap.
And baking soda. Like baking if you have, soda. You know, you can pour it on your carpet and vacuum it up instead of using the scented powders that people put on their carpets. Mm-hmm. That would be a good idea.
Yeah. Like if the dog pees, we would put baking soda.
Yes. Yeah. That's a really good one. I would say also another thing, if you do love like Febreze and that stuff too, you can get the Grow spray, G-R-O-W, off of Amazon. Mm-hmm. That's made with essential oils and that's really good too. Yep. I just think getting used to, a lot of people say like, I only like when my house smells clean. I think we have to get used to, and you will get used to once you stop using them. We don't need a scent for things. No scent is my version of like being clean. And you're doing your lungs and your family's lungs such a disservice by using all of these toxic chemicals in your house all the time. I was thinking about this yesterday. So many people just act like things aren't a big deal because it's sold in stores. Like I was thinking about teenage girls who are going into Ulta, like starting at 10 to 12 or whatever. And they're just buying all of these toxic, you know, like we used Bath and Bodies and stuff. And now kids are into like Morphe and they're into all like the 10-step skincare. And I'm just like, I'm fearful of what your fertility rates are going to be in 10 years when you start trying to have kids. And we've been warned about these things, but it's everyone thinks it's just, oh, you know, you're being too protective or you're being, you know, people act like we are being too high strung. And it's just, these things are true whether you want to face them or not. And they're going to have their repercussions down the road.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah, I think they said our by like 2050 or something, sperm counts can be like almost zero or something, which is scary. But I think our generation is going to try to turn it around.
Yeah, 21-year-old. I was listening to Dr. Charlie's podcast today, Red Pill Your Health. Shout out.
Great podcast.
And it's my favorite. And he was saying that a 21-year-old now has the same sperm count as like a 70-year-old or something. It's just insane. I was also thinking, I actually replied to someone's comment today. A man commented on my video and said that I was like dumb as rocks or something. And I literally just commented, you have low T. You have low testosterone because men, if you talk down to women, you automatically, I think your sperm count is just crap.
That's a whole nother episode. We could totally get into that for sure.
But that's my new comeback to any man. Anyone, like these fitness guys love to stitch my videos. And I always love to just comment beta, like beta energy.
Yeah.
Now I'm just going to start commenting low testosterone.
It's going to really trigger people. I love it. I'm going to go to your comments just so I can read those comments.
Yeah.
Also, though, if you do like scents, take and you have vinegar, you just soak your like orange peels or lemon peels in the vinegar for a few weeks. That'll give you a nice citrus clean scent. Very cheap. Yeah. So there's, you know, there's things we can do.
I think that swapping, like when you want to wash your produce and stuff, this is just a cheap thing. It's not like a swap or hack or whatever, but doing like vinegar and baking soda or one or the other in a bowl, you don't have to go buy at the store, like the fancy, you know, wash that they have. And I'm sure the ingredients actually suck anyway, but just small things like that. I feel like, you know, it seems intimidating to be buying all these other things, but you can use things for different purposes for so many different things in your house.
Yeah. Yeah. I soak my fruit for maybe 20 minutes, not even, with vinegar in water. And then I just rinse it. You don't need a lot of vinegar either. Also, vinegar makes a great laundry detergent swap. You don't need anything else other than the vinegar in there. And then, oh, that's another thing to ditch. Just dryer sheets. You don't need them.
Yeah.
They're so bad for you. So, so bad. Just ditch them. Get a little dryer ball so your clothes aren't all stiff and... Who cares that they don't have that fake springtime smell?
You can get Truly Freeze Angel Dryer, and that does, it is like made with essential oils and it smells so good. So if you're missing that scent.
Hated the smell.
Oh, I loved it so much.
Oh,
it's so
like
very
out.
Strong. So it if you're strong. Into like the, you know, the Glade or whatever that brand was of the beads, you'll like this. Another thing that is intimidating is, and I didn't swap this right away, but eventually I did. You can get pretty cheap cotton sheets at like Walmart and Target. You don't want to be sleeping on polyester. Also swapping your mattress is like another thing. And I did it like 2 or 3 years into my like more crunchy journey. And I bought a migraine mattress when it was like a Black Friday sale or whatever, mm-hmm. but swapping your mattress is good. There's forever chemicals and like off gas in your face is obviously right mm-hmm. there. So that's another good thing to swap.
Yeah. Yeah. You can get the cheap sheets on Amazon too. But
oh, yeah.
I also got rid of, I didn't really swap things at first. I got rid of things. So yeah. I also got rid of paper towels. At first, it wasn't because of like, I didn't know what was in paper towels. It just felt wasteful to me. But now that I know what's in paper towels, I'm like, why am I wiping my counter when I'm preparing my food with all this formaldehyde and bleach and all that? So I just use like cheap cloths. I got a pack of cheap cotton cloths on Amazon, or you can like old clothes that you're not going to wear. Just cut those up, make cloths mm-hmm. out of those. And there's like so many ways to be resourceful. I also made my own grocery bags out of old t-shirts. I should do a tutorial on that. But
wow,
good. Like they're great to just bring to the grocery store or farmer's market. So you don't have to keep hoarding the plastic bags like.
Those Jordan people. Really went 0 to 100.
I really did. I'm like one of those. Once I know something, I can't unknow it. So I'm just But yeah, don't have to be like me. But yeah, we also switched our mattress recently. That came years later for us. We looked into the avocado mattress.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one you have?
Migraine mattress and I have Birch.
Yeah, we got the migraine and we love it, which is great for co-sleeping too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, highly recommend that one if you're going to co-sleep. It's a bit firmer.
Yeah. But then I got the avocado wedge pillow, which is also good for co-sleeping. But yeah, I would definitely, if I was doing like a crib mattress, those like off gases, I think that might be like part of the whole SIDS thing. So I would definitely look into swapping and getting cotton sheets for them. And yeah. Your face is there and you're sleeping and you're in this deep sleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's scary. Kitchen sets of pans, pots and pans. You can get like cheap cast stainless steel pots and pans at Walmart or Amazon. It's way better than the Teflon Forever Chemicals or mm-hmm. cast iron, super cheap. And I love to cook with cast iron, especially while pregnant, to get more iron in my food and stuff. And then obviously, switching to glass containers rather than plastic is a little more expensive, but if you can save up for that, that's a great one too.
Or even if like you go to Home Goods and you're like, we use Tupperware mainly for the casserole we make to put in the fridge. Like just get the one Tupperware that's glass.
Yeah.
The casserole dish one. Just like make little small swaps at a time. It doesn't have to be, because I know a lot of people will message me and be like, I cannot afford to buy a whole set of pots and pans. I'm like, don't do it. Yeah. How many of those do you actually use daily? Mm-hmm. Swap the pan you use the most and then swap the frying pan and the big pot you use the most. Swap those first and then who cares about the other ones if you're, you know, not using them all the time.
That's exactly what I did. I remember learning about how bad nonstick was and I was like, well, I just don't want to pay for switching right now. And I waited until my favorite pot had scratches on the bottom and I said, okay, I'm just going to switch this one pot. And that's what I did. Also, if you're going to use your plastic containers, just make sure the food's not hot. Just let it come to room temp before you put them in there. I think that's better to do as well.
Another kitchen swap is getting rid of your plastic and getting rid of your, it's not plastic, but it's basically plastic. What
silicone.
Is it called? Silicone. Get rid of your silicone and get rid of your plastic, like spatulas and stuff, and swap them for either wood or stainless steel. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. That's a good swap to make.
I just don't like wood. It's just icky to me. It feels like it's hard to clean and like mold's growing in there. But if you can take care of it, I'm just not capable of taking care of it, I think is my problem. But,
yeah, Joey like boils ours and stuff.
Yeah.
He's good at that thing. Yeah. I would not do it personally.
This is like our third time recording this this episode, because it was like one of our original ones that we had to re-record. Mm-hmm. And I remember you saying to leave your dishwasher cracked when the dishes are dirty in there. And I've been doing that since to like help with mold and like the smell and everything. And that's stuck with me every night. I'm like, Mary Kate said I need to open my dishwasher.
I'm glad you're taking my advice. Another thing you can do to prevent mold is if they're on Amazon, you can buy these little sensors and stick them under. I think they come in like a 4 or 6 pack. And you can stick them under like your sinks, for example, your dishwasher. So then if water does start trickling, an alarm will go off and then you know right away, rather than, let's say you have a leak in your guest bathroom and you never look under that, you know, that can create mold if there's a leak and it goes unnoticed. So if you have those little sensors, that's a cheaper way of getting notified right away, rather than in 6 months when the mold is there and you have to have remediation and it's costing you a ton. You might as well just buy the 20 pack of
alarms first. Yes.
That's so
smart.
Shout
out Christine.
Wow. She's just so smart.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Speaking of mold too, we talked about this on the first time we recorded. Coffee is full of mold. So try to get a better coffee brand that tests for mold, but also those coffee pots, the plastic, hot plastic ones, you're putting boiling hot water through the plastic for one. And then two, it's just sitting there. The water's just sitting there. Probably most of us don't empty out the grinds right away. And those are collecting mold all through the night. So try to ditch those coffee makers. Maybe get a pour over, or there's like some good, I mean, they're pretty penny, but like the metal coffee maker and glass. But
and if that's just too, like you're like, I cannot afford a new coffee maker, at least keep the coffee maker top open. Mm-hmm. So that your coffee pot is not just sitting there moist, mm-hmm. dark, and, you know, collecting mold. Try to keep it open so airflow can at least get in there. Obviously, that doesn't help the plastic part, but it's going to help your mycotoxin.
So smart. So smart. Also, keep the washer open.
Yes. Yeah. Your washer should stay open for mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. And then cleaning the back of your dryer, that's important. My sister was on the phone with me yesterday, and she was like, why does my dryer smell like mold? And my mom like opened up the back and she was like, Melissa, you got to be cleaning like the bottom of this. So that's another thing to check. Just like little maintenance things that you can be doing every once in a while.
I'm gonna go buy a new dryer today now.
Right? I know.
Gross.
Obviously a bigger ticketed price thing to buy, well actually two, is I do think it's important to have some type of high quality air purifier in your mm-hmm. home. I use Air Doctor and Jasper. I know, Jordan, you use a different brand. What do you use?
Mm, it's called Medify or something like that. But I honestly, truly think any air filter is going to be better than no air filter. Mm-hmm. I saw one at Target, like a little mini personal one for like $50. And it was a HEPA filter.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say HEPA filter. And if you're like overwhelmed with, I don't know what to look for in like a quality air filter, literally go on like Air Doctor's website, screenshot what their certifications are. And then just when you're at the store, like look and see if there's any of the same certifications on whatever device you're trying to buy. Mm-hmm. The other thing is you have to filter your water. You have to filter it. You cannot be drinking tap water. And if you are saying like that is just way too expensive, you could get the clearly filtered pitcher, which I don't think it's like the top standard at all. But if you just can't buy up front, you can't afford to pay, you know, $200, $300 up front. Mm-hmm. Although I will say, by the time you go through filters, because you go through them so often, you might as well have already bought the $200 water filter mm-hmm. that's high quality. But another thing is you can go to your local stores, mm-hmm. like grocery stores, and buy their 5-gallon
jugs.
Or 2-gallon jugs and get filtered water that way.
Yeah.
Any way you can do it, you have to be filtering your water.
Yeah. The store ones are usually reverse osmosis. So you'll want to add back minerals. Sometimes you can get them with mineral option, but it's like 20 cents a gallon or something. It's super cheap. We did that for a long time too. We did end up going to our local plumber and they installed underneath the sink reverse osmosis. And I can't remember how much it was, but they just come once a year to replace the filter. And that's definitely, that's like a stress-free option. I also like the Pro One filters are really good. And I feel like they're more affordable than like Berkey or like Aqua True. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's so important. I even, like a bath filter is only like $30. You can get a nice bath filter. I think I use Crystal Quest or something. And then I bring that like outside to fill up the pool in the hot summer days. Shower filters can also just be super cheap because our skin absorbs like over 60% of what's going in it. And if you are on it and if you look up your local water, your jaw will hit the floor. I mean, I can't remember the website, but just Google like what's in my local water and they'll have you put in your zip code and it's scary. So definitely those things are super important. I think I use the Jolie shower filter is what's mine.
Yeah, so do I. And if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, I can't afford a bath filter and a shower filter. For example, my bathtub is also a shower. Mm-hmm. So for the longest time, I just had a shower filter and I filled up my son's tub with the shower water and then I turn it off and then put him in. So that way you're not having to buy both the shower and the faucet filter. So that's another way to save money. I just think that we are getting a little bit too dependent on just saying, I can't afford that. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I have been dirt poor, so I feel like I have the right to say these things. I made a way because I prioritized like the healthy stuff over like, you know, getting my nails done, getting the Starbucks, eating out. Like eating out is more expensive than making a home cooked meal. It's just you have to prioritize what's most important to you. And did it suck spending all of my money on like the health things and never getting to spend on fun things? A little bit, but it's like I was so desperate to feel better that my health was my main priority because everyone takes their health for granted until you don't have it anymore.
I love that. If you have to sacrifice going out to eat, you know, if you're going out to eat three times a week, try going out once a week. You'll be able to afford, you know, the air filter in 1 month just doing that. So it's definitely a priority. Even like the expensive supplements, I would rather have clean water than all the fancy supplements and everything.
Yeah. And prioritizing working on your nervous system, because you can take all the supplements, and I'm living proof to this. You can take all the supplements, you can do all the protocols, you can do everything right, buy all the gadgets. And if your nervous system is not regulated, you will still be stuck. And that's how I was for years. Yeah. So
go touch some grass. That's also free.
Mm-hmm. Touch the grass. Oh, another free thing. Take your shoes off in the garage. Mm. Don't bring your shoes in. They did a study. There's like feces, there's glyphosate, there's mycotoxins. There's so much crap on our shoes that we can lessen our toxin load if we just leave our shoes in the garage.
That's so smart. That is so smart. That's something we need to be better about in my house.
Joey's really good about it. And I just am like, I keep forgetting.
I'm way better than Larry, but sometimes I never step on my rug though, and I have to go past my rug to get to the rest of the house. So that's a motivator to which that was another thing I switched. That was a really big ticket item I switched, but my rug. They like spray the shit out of rugs and put all these chemicals on them. So I just got 100% wool rug. I did wait till there was a big sale, but it was expensive and I got a big one. I mean, rugs in general are just expensive, but I got an organic wool rug. So that's something to think about when you get to that point. Also, couches are very, very heavily sprayed. And that was something we spent years waiting to switch over. Yeah. I went with Medley couches. I think they're handmade in California. But yeah, that's something, I mean, that's like, can be very overwhelming to think about. But when you get there, you'll be like, oh yeah, it's not that bad now that everything else in my house is done. Definitely not a priority, but.
Yeah, for sure. Like saving up for things is great. But like, but let's recap a few of the, let's say this is your first time listening to like our podcast or your first time wanting to switch things over and you're balling on a budget. The first things I would do is I would stop buying the things with artificial fragrance. Mm-hmm. So I would stop buying candles. I stopped buying Glade plugins, the Febreze. I would stop buying things like the Clorox spray, the wipes, all of those. I would just swap it out for vinegar in a spray bottle. That is going to save you an insane amount of money. And then the money that you would have put towards that, you can like save to do a water filter or something. Mm-hmm. The water filter would definitely be up there for like number one with those things.
It saves space too. Like you don't need a cleaner for this bathroom and that bathroom and the windows and the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like it's just one bottle of vinegar. That's it.
Yeah. And I think we're way over disinfecting our homes anyway. It's good for you to get that bleach out of the house. You don't have to. You don't live in a hospital. You don't have to disinfect everything. Like, it's okay to just use something like vinegar.
Yeah. I literally only spray my counters with peroxide after I have raw meat on the counters. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just like, okay, it's fine. Overnight, it's going to do its thing and it'll be fine.
And then the other free thing is open your windows when your air quality is well and take your shoes off before you come into the house. And I feel like those three or four things are just going to make a huge difference in your life. And hopefully you like notice that you are feeling better, less brain fog, less headaches, all of that type of stuff.
Yeah. You said when your air quality is well, you can just open your weather app on your phone and it will tell you the air quality in your location for that day. So that's how you know. But yeah, those are all great.
I agree.
Yes. Probably think of a million things after we.
I know. Same. One other thing. Do you use regular toilet paper?
I do, yeah. I've tried so hard to switch and Larry's like, heck no, I'm not putting any crunchy stuff on my butt. I'm like, you'd rather put bleach and formaldehyde up your butthole, but not that he's putting toilet paper up his butthole, but you get what I mean?
Yeah. That's okay. We all start somewhere. I didn't switch it over until like a couple of months ago, honestly, 6 months ago, maybe a year ago. I like it. I like using the non-bleach, but it just gets, you have to get used to it, I guess, but I'd rather use that.
You can just use cloths too and just wash them.
Sick.
Like cloth diapers.
Sick. Cloth diaper yourself.
Larry one time was freaking out. He's like, I gotta go to town right now. We're out of toilet paper. And I was like, dude, we've been out for a few days and I've just been using cloths. And he's like, you're disgusting.
Oh my gosh, you are disgusting. Were you throwing them away after?
No, I just wash them. Just cloth diapers.
Yeah. Oh, like adult poop and baby poop are so different.
Well, I don't have poop hanging on my butt when I'm wiping it.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, water is very important and air. Two big things. Doesn't have to be overwhelming. I mean, it is overwhelming. It very much is overwhelming, especially when you're scrolling and you're seeing all these people like, oh, I switched like to non-toxic paint and like this and that. Like it's scary, but just do what you can.
I have another really good one.
Mm.
This is free. Turn your Wi-Fi off at night if you can. Do not charge your phone next to your head or do not have anything plugged in next to your head when you sleep. Have your phone on airplane mode when you sleep if you can or plug it into the other room. And yeah, no like devices, gadgets, anything in the radar of your head.
So smart. Also, another, it's not free, but cheap. You can get this just like a red light bulb for like $2 at Ace Hardware, Home Depot, wherever, Walmart. And that's what we use at night. I have one above my shower because I always shower before bed. And then I have like my bedside lamps are red light bulbs. They're so good for your circadian rhythm and you're not having the blue lights at night. Kate does not do this, but I do this. No phones in the bedroom at all, like or and like an hour before bed. So yeah, those are super easy ways to improve your sleep quality.
Also, something free. This doesn't have to do with like switching in your home. You should be getting outside when the sun is rising and getting outside when the sun is going down. That is setting your circadian rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to a podcast on fertility and there was a study where like they were talking about where women, that one of the only things that they switched was just they got their circadian rhythm healthy and then they were able to get pregnant. So that's something to do. If you're not getting morning sunlight in your eyes, you need to do that. Mm-hmm. And then before, when the sun is going down, you need to do that as well.
Yeah, if your children are struggling to sleep, do that with them too. We did that from day one when baby arrived. And we've not had any sleep issues. And I'm not saying that's the only reason why, but it definitely helps for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, for sure.
Great. All right. Is this podcast over?
I think so. I'll think of other things. We'll do an episode of like personal care products we use.
Yeah.
And switch, like what to look out for in that. We'll do that too.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because that can be a whole nother 40 minutes. So, okay.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
Bye. That's it for today's episode of Moms Unbothered. If this conversation made you think differently, question the norm, or even just feel a little more empowered in your health journey, do us a favor. Share this with another mom who needs to hear it.
If you're loving the show, the best way to support us is by leaving a quick review, subscribing, and connecting with us on social media. It helps us reach more moms who are ready to take back control of what goes on, in, and around their families. We'll be back next week with another conversation, but until then, trust your instincts, question to everything, and stay unbothered.